The retired businessman says he worked hard as a former commissioner on the waste management issue. In 2009, he served as chair of a solid waste advisory board that presented a report proposing long-term solutions to the commissioners. The proposal was rejected, and O'Shield says the board let the issue fall into disrepair.
It's got to be taken care of. We're going to find ourselves reading about us in the newspaper again like we did some years back when we didn't have a landfill and we couldn't get rid of our waste.
One solution, he says, would be to bring back the Waste Tech program. When asked about the proposed Titan cement plant, O'Shield says he's as concerned about the environment as other residents, but to comment on his position would be to take himself out of the picture before he even gets into it. He says spending county money to build new schools and libraries is generally favorable with voters, but less appealing is funding the maintenance of existing infrastructure. He says upkeep is something the county has been lax about.
When people talk to me about cutting taxes, I said, well, if I'm elected, how about you telling me now what you think I'll cut? You want me to cut the school's budget, health department, inspections department? When you put it in that tone, it gets a little bit harder for somebody to say cut taxes.
O'Shield says, with many county retirements and new candidates running for commission, his experience and background are key.
I don't have to take a course of how county government runs and what's been going on because I've been there. I've helped set it up.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.